This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that sugar cookie company owner Monica makes $53,000 a year. Boom! On the phone this morning is one of America's heroes. That's right, I said it. Trevor from Snohomish, who drives a truck. Truck driver. How you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic, man. Hey, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. Okay. Cool. You are currently driving a truck, I presume?
Yes, I am currently driving a truck through downtown Seattle.
Oh, geez. No wonder you're... Yeah, you got to be careful there. You never know what's going to run out in the middle of the road in downtown Seattle. Okay. Let's put a minute on the clock, Trevor. We know you're a busy man, currently en route. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a song. We're going to give everybody a chance to text in and help us out and collect our thoughts and all that. We'll come back. We're going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary as a local truck driver. Sound good, Trevor?
Sound good.
I dig it. All right. Gabe, 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
I say let's get this baby purring. Okay. On your mark, get set, and go.
What kind of truck do you drive?
It depends. I'm either in a Freightliner or a dump truck.
Okay, what are you delivering? What's your load?
Right now, I'm on my way to go pick up garbage.
Have you worked for the same company for multiple years?
This company I've been for a year.
Okay, so dumb question here. Are you a garbage truck driver?
No.
How long have you been a truck driver?
2 years.
So then what kind of garbage are you picking up?
Containers that go on trains, like 48-foot containers.
How many hours a week do you work?
Depends on how busy the day is.
On average?
40-plus.
Do you wear driving gloves or special driving shoes?
No, I'm in cowboy boots and a Ford banquet hoodie.
Do you own a home?
No, I'm renting.
I was going to go for it, but I knew the timer was there. I was like, no, I'm not going to push it here. Okay, good stuff there, Trevor. Appreciate that. I love the fact that you're driving a truck in cowboy boots. That's the best. I want to find out more about that. But anyway, let's play the game. If you're listening right now, we depend on your text messages because we use them as our guesses. So go ahead and fire one off right now to 253-642-WOLF. What do you think Trevor is making as a local truck driver? All right, send off that text right now. And like I said before, we're going to use one of them as our guess. And you're going to find out what Trevor makes if you can hang out for like 3 minutes. Because right after Blake Shelton, Trevor's going to share his salary on the Morning Wolf Pack.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Trevor. He's a country boy. He lives in Snohomish, and he drives truck for a living! All right, Gabe. Before we...
Are you okay over there?
Me or Trevor? It's very loud from Trevor's end. Before we do the deal and find out how much Trevor makes and he shares his salary, there we go. It all calmed down. I think he was unloading the actual truck as we picked up the phone. Not Trevor's fault. What did we just learn about Trev?
He has been a truck driver for 2 years. He's been with his current company for 1 year. He either does like freight or he drives a freight truck or a dump truck. He said he was unloading like train containers or something. He works over 40 hours a week and he doesn't own a home. He is renting.
Currently driving his truck in cowboy boots, by the way. All right, Gabe, yes. You're up first. What are you thinking?
So I feel like as we've learned on the show, truck drivers can pull in some decent money. And Sarah from Arlington just sounds like she's right. I'm going to go with 73.
Okay. Captain Ron, you're up next.
So I feel like they would normally make good money, but he said he's only there. He's only been there for a year. So I'm kind of pulling it back a little bit. And so John from Anacortes and I, we're going 62.
Okay. You know, I realized very quickly that we erred and that we didn't ask if he was in a union because there's a big discrepancy between union and non-union truck drivers. So I'm going to go on the high side of both of you. Another Arlington text, this one from Edward, the last one that came in at 78. So I'm going to go on the high side and I'm just going to maybe hope that he is in a union because he's got cowboy boots on. I mean, you know, the two things tend to go together. So our guesses are 62, 73, and 78, but really, that doesn't matter. Trevor, everybody wants to know how much you get driving that truck in downtown Seattle. It's time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
72.8.
Oh!
Dang. You could have made $0.2,000 more dollars. You would have got the cowbell.
Yeah,
there.
Trevor, let's check your W-9, sir.
So, is that to say, Trevor, that you are not in a union, or are you in a union?
I am not.
Okay. Well, then I think you're doing pretty good, because somebody said $55,000 if you don't work for a union, and you don't, and you're making way more than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Trevor, let's talk about what kind of cowboy boots you got on. I don't know why that interests me so much, but I wouldn't think, like, for me, I love my boots, but I don't know if, like, I would feel... if that's the best driving shoe. Do you feel like it helps you? Or you wear it for like a, I'm making a point here.
I wear them every day.
No matter what?
Yeah, I drive my Subaru in them. I drive this in them.
Subaru would it matter, guy.
Yeah, would it matter what you were doing or would you always have your cowboy boots on no matter what?
Just that I always have my cowboy boots on.
Yeah. You remember the mail delivery person that we met, guys, over in West Seattle at the VFW?
Yes.
Who wore them. He delivered his mail, his walking route, in his cowboy boots. He goes, I don't care. I wear them no matter what I'm doing. I don't care. I'll walk a marathon in these things. All right, Trevor, what else can you tell us about your job? Are you happy? You know, you're there, kind of a new thing for you.
I'm happy with it. It's a little stressful being in Seattle, but that's about it.
And you're always, that's your route, you're always in downtown driving around with a big truck?
If I'm in my dump truck, I can be in Arlington, I can be in Coquilla, I can be in Kent.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Hey, look, it's stressful with an F-150 in downtown Seattle. I get it. Must be, you know, obviously way more. Well, Trevor, we appreciate you listening. Obviously, you're one of our best customers. You're in the cab all day, so thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. There he is, 72.8. I suppose we could just round up and give you 73.
That was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.